Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, most of you are aware of the tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded government liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The net present value of these unfunded liabilities may exceed $100 trillion. I guarantee that these cannot possibly be fully paid off in dollars of today's purchasing power. I have yet to hear anyone else explain, how did this crisis happen? Well, here's my ideas on how these unfunded liabilities got started and grew larger. In my judgment, they are the unintended consequences from three actions by the federal government that led to today's fiscal nightmare. Number one was the Social Security Act in 1935. Second was imposition of federal wage and price controls during World War II. Third was the 1974 Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Here's why I blame these actions for triggering these unfunded liabilities. The image projected by the Social Security Administration is that the Social Security and Medicare taxes withheld from employee paychecks, matched by employers' share of taxes paid direct to the government instead of to the employees, and the federal self-employment taxes paid by others, are segregated in the lockbox from which future benefits will be paid. If that is what you thought, it gives me no pleasure to tell you that is a lie. What really happens is that these tax payments go direct into the government's operating checking accounts to pay for current expenses. Instead of setting funds aside, the federal government gives the Social Security Administration IOUs for the amount of these tax collections. So, when it comes time to pay out Social Security or Medicare benefits, those are paid out of the federal government's checking accounts, not by the Social Security Administration. As the government pays out benefits, it cancels the related IOUs. This unfortunate pattern of not setting aside today's tax collections to reserve them to pay tomorrow's benefit payments set the wrong precedent for government management of its continuing liabilities. Come back Friday when I discuss how the other two federal government actions also contributed to creating today's government unfunded liabilities crisis. Here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.